Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. Today is June 18th, 2026, and the theme is high-context agents. The news today is not just about smarter models. It is about agents moving into science, medicine, enterprise operations, robotics, and long-horizon software work. Let's start with OpenAI. Its latest RSS updates include a near-autonomous AI chemist that improves a challenging reaction in medicinal chemistry, and a new life sciences benchmark called LifeSciBench. The pages block scraping in this environment, but the official feed verifies the titles, dates, and links. The important signal is that AI labs are moving from general demos into scientific workflows. In chemistry and biology, an answer is not useful just because it sounds plausible. It has to connect to experiments, measurements, uncertainty, reproducibility, and human review. Google Research also has a major medical AI update. Google says new research in Nature shows AMIE, its conversational medical AI system, could help manage health conditions and matches primary care physicians in complex disease management scenarios. That is different from a diagnosis demo. Disease management involves longitudinal context, follow-up, patient preferences, clinician oversight, and escalation. Healthcare AI has to fit workflows, not just answer questions. Oz published a cluster of agent updates. Bedrock Agent Core now focuses on agents with broader knowledge and continuous learning. Oz also published a context intelligence post arguing that agents are only as smart as the context they can safely reason over. And Amazon Quick is adding autonomous agents that work continuously in the background, with an activity feed and cross-source insight discovery. The lesson is that enterprise agents are becoming ambient systems. They monitor, summarize, follow up, and surface work while users focus elsewhere. That sounds powerful, but it also raises the bar for permissions, audit trails, observability, and user control. Oz also improved SageMaker Async inference with inline request payloads. For payloads up to 128,000 bytes, customers can now send data directly in the request body instead of uploading input to S3 before each invocation. That removes a storage hop and simplifies production paths. Hugging Face had a very agent-heavy day. ZAI published GLM5.2, built for long-horizon tasks with emphasis on 1 million token context and agentic reinforcement learning. Amazon published a workflow for going from the Hugging Face hub to robot hardware using Strands agents and LaRobot. And Hugging Face introduced agentic resource discovery, a way for agents to discover tools, skills, and other agents. That last one is subtle but important. MCP helps agents call tools. Discovery helps agents find the right tools in the first place. As organizations build more internal agents, discovery and metadata become essential. Anthropic also opened a Seoul office and announced partnerships across the Korean AI ecosystem. This continues the trend of frontier AI companies localizing support, partnerships, and trust building in important regions. Today's takeaway: high-context agents need high-quality context systems. Know where the data comes from, know who can access it, track tool use, evaluate outcomes, and keep humans in the loop when the domain is high stakes. Now, let's do the quiz lightning round. Question 1. What is the main significance of OpenAI's AI chemist and LifeSciBench updates? They show AI moving into domain-specific scientific workflows with evaluation and experimental feedback. B, they announce a new social media app. C, they prove science no longer needs human review. D, they focus only on image generation filters. The answer is A, the updates point toward AI systems that can be evaluated against scientific tasks and connected to real experimental loops. Question 2. Why is Google's AMIE disease management research different from simple diagnosis demos? A. Disease management requires longitudinal context, follow-up, preferences, and clinician oversight. B. Disease management is only a one-question trivia task. C. It removes all need for validation or safety controls. D. It is unrelated to healthcare workflows. The answer is A. Managing health conditions involves ongoing state, trade-offs, escalation, and coordination rather than a single diagnostic answer. Question 3. What problem do AWS's context intelligence and agent core updates target? A. agents need safe access to the right enterprise context across scattered data sources and feedback loops. B, agents should never use company data. C, context windows are irrelevant to enterprise AI. D, the only challenge is changing font sizes. The answer is A, enterprise agents depend on accurate, permissioned, fresh context from many systems, not just raw model capability. Question 4. Why does SageMaker Async Inference inline payload support matter? A, it removes the need to upload smaller request payloads to S3 before every async invocation. B, it disables asynchronous inference. C, it only applies to static website hosting. D, it prevents models from receiving request bodies. The answer is A, inline payloads simplify the invocation path and remove a storage round trip for payloads up to 128,000 bytes. Question 5. What does agentic resource discovery add to the agent ecosystem? A, a way for agents to discover tools, skills, and other agents instead of relying only on hard-coded integrations. B, a replacement for all model training. C, a rule that agents cannot call tools. D, a feature only for podcast playback. The answer is A, as agent ecosystems grow, discovery metadata helps agents find appropriate capabilities and reduces brittle custom wiring. That's it for today's Code Mingle AI briefing. If your agent depends on context, treat context as infrastructure. Permission it, evaluate it, trace it, and keep it fresh.